By the way, I'm almost 74, and now I'm officially, as of today, in my mailbox, retired from the Department of Treasury.
Oh,
so I'm a retiree.
Congratulations, Jack. That's awesome. All right, sewer funds.
So if you get in trouble with the Treasury, don't call me. Don't have a bad number anymore.
So Kevin, that one last figure on the general fund that we were waiting for, the assuming it was going to be the same. Did that?
So now you remind me of another number that I forgot to put in.
Why?
Yeah, we'll write it in. We'll be all right.
We'll work with you.
Yeah, Bob, yeah, because it's going to change.
We're going to save the paper here.
Yeah, but then again, you won't be voting on it next one unless somebody does the math behind me.
How many numbers are changing?
I forgot to put in the sewer fee for the building. I still have the old one in here. I was kind of in a hurry, and that's what
They increased?
Yeah, they did increase.
So what, are we on the general or the sewer?
I'm in the sewer fund.
I'm so confused.
Sewer rents, is that?
Yeah, that would be the one. 1620.4.
Are these the minutes of the last meeting? No, this is a format.
That's for our next
year. There it is.
We're on the general fund, or the sewer fund for the...
No, I was just curious about this one.
Oh, I see. That's next.
No, I am making a correction to the general fund because I didn't put the sewer fee under.
All right. Now I'm getting kind of confused.
So
are we in the general fund?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And people.
Page three.
And if you look under page three where it says sewer fee, about second line up, where it says zero. That's going to be $1,000.
What was that? Second page.
Sewer fee.
Sewer fee.
And then we have to fix it at the...
It's going to be $1,000 instead.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of...
Instead of
minus $1,000,
it's going to be... That's just the percentage of change.
Okay, yeah. So it's going to be $1,000.
Yes, that will be $1,000.
That's a big jump.
It was zeroed out, so last year it was
Yeah, because
it was zero because you needed to put the...
So then we have to switch the number on page 8?
Yes, so that'll go up by 1,000, you're right.
Okay.
Do I have a general?
355.
This is the sewer fund. Where's the general?
Five, one, two,
oh, I don't have a copy.
Yeah. The guy next to you is holding on to it. So on page 3...
Yep.
Page 3 on the general fund. Page 3, you're on page 2. One more page.
So this just changing from 354 to 355.
That's going to be 1,000.
This one right here?
Yes.
No, that's the maintenance key building.
Okay.
On the
right here?
Page, yeah, total appropriations.
Oh, yeah. Page. Oh, on page 8. Yep. Sorry. I had already jumped past there. Yep. 355, 121. And then...
So you're adding 1,000 to it. Yeah, so... Now, also, before I forget anything else, if you look on the revenues page, which is the next page back, page 1 of revenues, and the line where it says other pilot payments in lieu of taxes, those are pilot programs, I upped that to 1619, because that's what I reported to the state on my property tax cap form, so I want to keep the forms the same, because this budget goes to this, once you approve the budgets, they all go to the state.
Okay.
Page 1 of revenue?
Yeah, right
page
here.
Page 1 revenue, pilot 8.
He increased it.
Just yeah, no. Line code 8, 1081.
Okay, you got it.
That's it. There's an asterisk there, so that...
Where's
so
revenue?
There's an asterisk by it. Line number 8, 1081. Revenue page.
Okay.
All right, so that, and then we went with the 4.17, was it, or whatever?
Yes.
Adjustment, okay.
Please don't get ahead of me.
Okay.
Okay, so the number that was, on the one that was on, yes, the bottom on page 8 goes up by 1,000. The number that's on the revenue page for total revenues is correct, which includes that increase of 1619. So,
okay.
All right, so.
Okay, I missed the.
There's the asterisk. I changed it already to that one.
And then the appropriated fund balance amount will change to 103,644 instead of 102, right?
Right. Okay. So, yes.
This one here.
Oh, yeah, we're right there.
They will be running the town off my copy.
Because that's like the net loss, essentially. So
yeah,
just
basically.
What, the last page, there's the change?
Yeah, last page for the appropriate fund balance will change to 103,644. And then the same thing you changed on page 8, you could change on the bottom line there to 3.
So instead of 102, it's 103?
103, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an easy change. I got my calculator ready. I thought he was going to whip out all these, like, oh, we're going to change everyone. Right. No, that was simple.
I can put in my raise here now if I want me to.
You want your raise now?
No.
Uh-oh. Well,
no.
That's too late for that, Kevin. We're locked in here, bud.
I know. 103.
I thought you didn't want one. You've been long overdue for one. You got to let us know these things.
Well, we'll plan.
We didn't want to push you over your financial stuff there. That was the problem you had said.
But I think I've got a game plan to work through this fiscal year. So 103,644 there, and 3.
All right. Well, make
five,
sure you
three, five,
come back
five,
to the board. We're gonna so
three,
we could get
five,
you one next
five,
year.
5-1-2-1. Okay.
I mean, it's not too late if you want to change more numbers on here, right?
You
just got to change the whole
okay,
thing
so,
again.
All right, so basically, other than those corrections...
Are you the Beef Council?
Beef Council?
No, I was looking for the historical meeting.
Well, that's down at the Key Bank, old Key Bank.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Beef Council for me to change.
Okay.
All right, so basically this is a general fund. Other than those two changes we've just discussed, everything stayed the same.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
So basically, to reiterate for the new trustees, okay, so the property tax levy, A1001, is $103,800, leaving me a $77 wiggle room fee factor
on
that
form. All right, yeah.
On the,
hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
On the property tax cap form, which... we have to stay under
add. So we're just under.
How do we approve this budget? What's the form?
Oh, we just vote to approve it.
Well, no,
3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, no, no, we can't vote. We have to vote in our regular meeting.
Okay.
So anybody have any questions?
Oh, no, we got to do the. But we do have to vote the organizational.
Oh, did I miss that one? I knew I would miss one.
Hold on. Nope. Whenever you're ready to call it a.
Because we started 15 minutes ago.
Right.
Just about, well.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, so
you got my back.
The property tax levy is $103,800, which is A1001 on the general fund budget revenue side. Now, basically, I'm going to explain, this is how we get to the dollar value per thousand of assessed value, which will become your tax rate for next year's bills. So the tax levy is $103,800. That divides by the total taxable properties in the village according to the assessment roll from last year, which currently stands at 2489,0220. Multiply that by 1,000, we come out to $4.17 per thousand will be the tax rate on the property taxes. Last year was $4.19. The year before that was $4.20, so we came down. But the taxable value went up, so that's
the only good thing. The improvements down the street there, so it worked out.
Or whatever else.
Everyone else gets a little...
So,
and that keeps us just below. I mean, we couldn't raise it any...
Well, like I said, I kept that $77 wiggle room.
That's the
which I kind of like to keep.
So 4.17 was the most
which you guys discussed. Guys, is my collective term.
How do they figure out the value? Is that the same valuation they use for the school tax?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what the school tax uses. Well,
in charge or who computes that?
School tax collector.
Okay, yeah.
Which is?
Somebody down at APW.
Also down at the school. I'm just curious how they
Sorry,
okay.
I don't do that. All right, so any questions on general fund?
No, we're good.
Okay.
We had several meetings on this, so we're
we're
good.
Good
now.
All right, so now we're shifting to the sewer fund, our loveliest project. Okay, I see that quote there. Well, the important piece being, I made a note that it was going up, the increasing at 250, or 2. It was going up $50, so that would make it 250, correct?
Right.
So by my math, 250 times 4 is 1,000, multiplied by 264.75 units, which means if you look on page 1 of your revenues under column G2120, that your sewer fee is being collected, 264,750.
Wow.
G2120. Very top of the page. Okay, so, and I had, there was another couple of other figures that were reduced, and I made those pen changes prior to, after, right after that particular meeting, so. Okay, so, that kind of...
So it's already there.
Right. So, when you go down and look at your bottom line, the back page, page two of the revenues, we didn't eat as much as we thought we were going to eat, so we actually reduced that 12%, so that's a good, that's good. So, basically...
Still not great, but better than it was.
So, yep.
Unfortunately, it has to come at a expense to everyone, but... expenses are unavoidable when the thing's falling apart, literally.
So it's going up 50 a quarter?
Yes.
The sewer bill.
$250 per quarter.
With the caveat that when the project's all done and the bond goes in, which the giant loan that we have to, citizens have to repay, we will hopefully drop that back down to offset the increase from the bond when we get to that point. But that all depends on expenses at that time.
And you,
which should be low as far as repairs go and maintenance.
Yeah,
and
right. Gosh. So.
So we raise it now to kind of cover everything, you know, cover what we can, a little more of what we can. We're still not covering everything, and then get the bond, pay for the whole project.
We're having to pay for the old system to keep going while we're also paying for the new system.
Right.
So we're paying.
But then again, you know, it would be, it's nice of the thinking to try to reduce the rates, yes, but we all know the lovely DEC is not going to like this thing 20 years down the road, so we need to start...
Well, yeah, I'm not saying we're going to slash him in half, Kevin.
I'm saying continue.
You should have been telling people that for the last 20 years.
Well, it started.
They wouldn't have to jump it up so much.
I mean, it started at 420, but nobody was saving money.
Yeah, that was way too cheap. It should have been way higher than that for a while.
All right, so that's all I have for budget.
Any comments?
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
Questions, comments?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Okay.
All right. So should we call the organizational meeting in the
order? We got to close the hearing.
Oh, okay. So I make a motion that we close the public hearing for the sewer and general fund budgets.
I second it.
All in favor?
We all second it.
All right. No, we're behind, so we'll try to make this one quick, all right? All right. Okay. So we'll call in our other... Can I say the pledge again, you guys?
Oh, wait, we do the pledge every time?
Yes, we do.
Really? All right. Real patriotic today.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so you know who everybody's here.
Yep, okay, I got everybody written down.
All right, so we opened it up at 6:02. Okay, all right.
All right, so we just go down the list?
Yep, okay, Deputy Mayor is Gordon.
I accept.
Mr. Dan?
Reluctantly.
Okay. Treasurer, Kevin?
Yes.
Deputy Clerk at the Biamo and Stumbleshuck. And if you guys want to jump in, feel free. Codes Inspector?
That's Will.
Will Hammaker. Assessor is Denise Trudell. Attorney is Steve Gennadis. Our official newspaper is the Queen Central. The Registrar of Vital Statistics is Kelly Pettit. Village Historian, am I going too fast?
No.
Bridget Swartz. Records Management Officer is Dan Ingalls. Marriage Officer is Evelyn Stumbleshuck. Emergency Coordinator is the Fire Chief. Meeting date and time is the third Wednesday at 6:00 here. And I have no idea. I think the mileage rate is 67 cents. You gonna get the calculator out?
Or Google the IRS
mileage
reimbursement. 70 now?
Or is it your GSA rate? Because I know that's different.
IRS.
No, IRS.
IRS rate? All right, good.
Does Evelyn do it or Kelly do the marriage?
That's the GSA rate.
But I believe they're both marriage officers.
Real skimpy.
Yeah, because I know Kelly's done some too.
Okay. Then I can marry people as well.
All right.
Yes. You can marry people?
I can marry people.
Yep. What a racket.
It's one of those things that doesn't
make sure everyone is as miserable as the rest of us.
I love that. Okay. Married people always want everyone else to be.
Anyway, okay, our banking institution is Pathfinder. Okay, and then we need an approval for everything we just said, and then the second.
Keep in mind also, you have two accounts at Interfi, which is also through Pathfinder.
Yep.
I make a motion we accept all these individuals as stated.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Alrighty. And so the first item here of the adoption of the following items, this says that the utility, the postage, and shipping charges may be paid prior to our auditing. That means that Kevin or anybody can go down and get stamps or something like that.
Pay National Grid.
Yeah. So should we make these motions one at a time then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I make a motion that we adopt the following items, utility, postage, shipping charges may be paid prior to auditing.
Yep. I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, in your packet, we have all these intermunicipal agreements with the town as far as...
Yes.
If we need to look at that. We have to
and they looked to be the same as last year. Yep. No, we haven't had any changes, so...
Nope.
So...
I'll just make a motion.
You were familiar with it as clerk, and we were all familiar with it as board members, so unless anybody wants to present any changes at this time, we're
so
probably
no
good
changes
to go. From last year, no.
I thought there was one thing in history or something. I'm getting confused, man.
I just mean the agreement. So the on this one, the intermunicipality agreement.
Just that one.
Okay.
So Greg made the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I second it.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I better make a motion. Jack's making all the motions. He's running the show right
here. And then we've all looked at the lease agreement between for the village office and the town.
And I want to raise it $500.
Yes,
bucks.
And it's Jim knows that already.
Okay, so I don't.
But they
agree.
Can't do it until next.
Until
January,
the new season, but I don't know when this lease starts.
Well, it started in January and it runs till the end of December. Well, they will have to do a new lease this year.
Okay. Well then. Our office lease agreements from what date to what date? Like, in other words, this is good. This
let's
is
look
January.
And see.
Because
now,
I don't want to get to say the same thing again.
Right, exactly.
I believe they
yep.
pay, they pay, they make their payments January and June.
Yep, yep. Because
right. they're split in there. And that 500 increase was put into the general fund budget under the revenue column.
What did we already thought on this? Well, like, well, if they pay it in January, will that be all right?
Yeah, because that's the beginning of their fiscal year, halfway through.
Just so the dates all match up.
That's right over.
So you have a copy in your...
Oh, yeah, the folder there, Jack's got all our stuff in.
Okay. I take it home, and you got to read it and sign it.
Well,
and
this is still 2024. Does it,
yes,
oh, there it is, 2024.
And remember what happened with that, because we didn't realize
so we
it ended?
Okay.
And so if we just all... The town and the village agreed that they would do it. I think it's in the minutes for the February meeting.
For a second new term ending December. Okay, so that would be the only thing is this lease. Like, in other words, we don't agree to the second extension unless if there's a $500 increase.
All right, okay.
Yeah, because that would still offset the cost for
right.
the snow removal.
But, yeah.
Which we're all on the same page with, yeah. So... We could add that. We could add that.
Yes,
yep. We approve it with that alteration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's down here. It's B, section 2B. That's your copy.
Oops. Sorry.
Yours in your. This so it would be like we'd say something like second. The second term extension with a $500 per month
increase. Do you want to put that right
increase.
On the paperwork here?
Something.
Okay.
So, in other words, so the motion would be, it'd make a motion to that the modified lease on the second term extension of $500 be added.
Okay.
Right. I second that motion. Okay. All in favor?
All right.
Procurement policy.
So you always have to look at all that stuff, and then they're all.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep. Yep.
Okay.
And those are So other than the that change in the lease there to accommodate the snow removal, which we had discussed with the town and everyone's on board, the other policies haven't changed.
Less than
so. I make a motion. We accept the procurement policy.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
the investment policy.
All right. That's my favorite one.
The default for Gordon.
I make a motion that we accept the investment policy.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. Who seconded that? I'm sorry.
Jerry did.
You're very quiet. Jerry, guess speaker.
Policies for the BioCarol.
It's all this paper rustling.
Previous protocols, internet policy, workplace violence. That's what you've got to read, eat, and discuss, and blah, blah, blah.
All those things. I make a motion, we accept them all.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Discrimination, sexual harassment, oh, and we have to do our training every year as well.
Are we going to lose federal funding if we DEI anything?
Oh, I missed one.
If you prove DEI, we'll lose federal funding.
This is just as far as we shouldn't be harassing each other. So, well, we won't jump down any other avenues here at this point. But I jumped over conflict of interest, and that's another important one. So I make a motion that we accept the conflict of interest policy.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, discrimination, sexual harassment. Zero tolerance policy in municipal building. I make a motion that we accept the policy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Alrighty. You guys can read where it says, you know, you need to read all that stuff and return it to the clerk.
Yeah. Read it up. All right.
Your motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
Alright. All in favor?
Okay.
Sorry for the delay, everyone.
Okay. Who seconded that one? Who seconded?
Wait, did we take so long? Kevin or Ken just left.
Well,
he just got
it.
Oh,
I thought it was over.
Alright.
Nice
job. Alright, so we go.
Alright, well, so do it. It's okay. It's gonna be a quick meeting. Even though our organizational meeting and budget stuff ran over. All right, so we need to vote on the budget still during the meeting.
Oh, Dan, we forgot the minute.
Oh, I'm going to go grab them.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now that you're up to that step, there are no financial reports because, A, the bank statements just came out on Monday, and obviously between town and trying to get ready for all this other stuff, I just didn't have time to get them done.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah, we moved it up, so we...
Yeah, actually, I was.
We weren't expecting the full packet.
I wasn't expecting them to be here until tomorrow. So
You got the budget stuff was the important
and
stuff.
And Kevin got everything done that he needed to.
Yep.
What did you call that? The debt.
The property tax debt form has been filed, which is why I had to change that pilot number. Mm-hmm. And there's a second form, the constitutional tax limit form, has been pre-submitted. That one has to be filed 10 or more days prior to budget adoption, but I still have to turn around and file the approved budget as an attachment. So once I do that, then my certification will be complete.
All right.
Dan will get to print the budget out. Dan will get to seal it, sign it, and scan it, and I'll scan it and upload it to state.
I can't remember the name of it right now. There was something that needed submitted for a couple of years.
He's working on it.
I was getting nervous last time because one deadline was coming up.
I forgot to print that letter off. Damn it.
Gotcha.
Right. Tomorrow's another day. Anyway, we need to call this meeting to order and say the pledge.
Okay. Oh, wait, should we wait for...
Yeah, 6:13.
We'll make it 18:15 when we still...
He's probably printing the minutes.
Yeah. Oh, we could do the pledge without him, and then he just has to do a roll call.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I leave, let me finish on that ARPA funding report. Contacted one lady from Nymer, but she's, and I forgot, obviously I was in a hurry to print things out.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
I didn't print her letter out, and she's not taking any more clients after Friday, so. But I have, I did get through IDGov and LoginGov and IDMe, and I do have an email that says, just need to finish my IDMe's, because I can't get in through without the IDMe.
Okay.
So should be up. I'm thinking I'm on track, so I should be able to have that thing filed.
And we just did pledge, so now we're on roll call.
And it's a 60-day from the date from the...
March 10th.
Okay, so we have 60 days from that date of receipt, not date of...
All right, okay.
And on that note, I'm out of here.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Have a good night.
And don't forget that there's a quote for Camden Group from
Kevin. Yeah, oh yeah. Trust me.
How could we forget that?
I have a question for the day for Dan. Our signed statements are in this packet. Are we giving these packets back to you?
Yeah, I'm just putting them in your personal file, so you can just keep them right in there.
Keep them here?
Yep.
And we'll take it ourselves? We'll take it out of the building?
Yeah, you're taking it out, and then you can read it at your leisure.
Okay.
Certificate of acceptance, we'll just bring those back. So we'll just keep it right in there.
Oh, you put that in there too?
That's what I did.
Oh, am I still in there? Okay, yeah, because I got to come back when Kelly's here so I can get it notarized. Yeah.
All right. Look at the minutes. So Heidi, that meeting will not be till 3 o'clock now on Friday. Yeah, I was not happy to hear that either.
Another change. Apparently the second time it got changed.
I will do my best to try to attend. I think Katie was going to try to jump on too.
Okay.
What was the time initially?
2 o'clock on April 4th. No, then it was 2
for
o'clock.
April 11th.
Then they switched it to April 11th.
Okay.
And then they moved from 2 to 3.
Yes.
There were 3 o'clock April 11th.
Yeah. You can still go look at?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
I will be there.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right. So when you guys are moving,
have we discussed much of anything? Yeah. Okay, good.
Can I reference that? Are you done with this,
sir? Yeah, sure. Okay.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, communications. We've got our quote from Kangaroo for this year's lawn mowing. I'll pass it around. You can look at it.
I think everybody should have a copy.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? All right. Okay, then.
Yeah, that's right.
And while we're thinking, Dan, you know, when I was first mayor, I was looking through the file cabinets, and I seen that they had all the electric poles labeled, and it was like next to Jim's house or something like that. I'm thinking we have to do better, but Dan went in and he got on a program, and we're up to 2025 now with our electric poles. So good job, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, great job on that project. That's awesome.
Yes. Okay. And so now also, I did receive a letter from a town resident talking about that Connect Care closing. And yeah, I was disappointed. But I realized that they have a hard time maintaining doctors or getting, I know 3 doctors went out on maternity leave all at the same time. Now, Connect Care does have a presence up at our school. So they are there. And I just realized I'm sad to see it go.
The staff is moving to Central Square. Intact.
Yeah. Well, they have a new one in Oswego as well. Yeah. And they're keeping the Mexico one open. And this gentleman was upset saying they should have closed the Mexico facility. But, you know, that's...
Somebody wrote you a letter?
Yeah. Well, they wrote a letter to everybody.
You got it in your thing.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. All right.
Wait,
so they're all set.
That's not up to us. It's a private business.
I realize it's a business decision.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what all this
is. We're all disappointed, absolutely. We agree with them there. It's sad that, you know, but they got to do what's in the best business sense for now. Hopefully they could get more doctors, and then maybe they'll be able to reopen
it
if they don't sell it. Another network might step in.
Did you get anything with this new NYMER law as far as...
No.
Oh, we have to change our website to a .gov.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That's on my bulletin.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we won't even discuss it. So I think that's all I have in the way of communications.
Oh, wow, the mid-80s? That health center's been there since the mid-80s.
Yeah, yep. Wow. Anyway, so I guess you guys are out.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay. Good news, bad news. Good news is that during the month of March, we had no violations.
Yeah.
Mike is over there hustling. We're in the process of modifying that south tank, S is for, you know, south tank, so that we can pump over to that and it'll be like a holding tank. So Mike's able to waste and keep the numbers down so that we're not sending solids out and, you know, violating the corn violations that we've had a couple months ago. So this is like 2 months in a row, which is good.
We don't need a new sewer plant anymore.
This is a temporary fix. This is
temporary.
It's temporary. Yeah. This is a temporary fix approved by the DC. And I'd like to commend the board from last month's meeting about setting the engineer straight. Thank you. What do you got?
Well...
Here's the bad news.
Like that.
Have you talked to Mary Mayor?
I have.
Okay.
Could you clarify at the meeting we had here? You talked about like who should do an RFQ, and I was trying to refresh everybody's memory, and I couldn't remember. There was a reason why we need to do it instead of them ordering it, or could you just refresh our memories?
It's gotten even more complicated since our meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you want to have this conversation.
Well, because we got a meeting Friday, so maybe we convene after, you know, the next...
Or have a session tonight.
Or an executive session.
Yeah, we'll have to have a special
work
meeting.
Work out some
after
of the
this.
Details.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yes. Yeah, so we want to do an RFQ. We can get that set up for you. So that you can put your RFQ out
But there was an advantage for us to do it.
Well,
or
yes.
Does that not exist anymore? That's all I really want to know.
You're going to have to do it. Yeah. You're not going to have a choice.
Yeah, going to draft, correct?
Yeah.
You're drafting an RFQ for you guys to use.
Exactly.
You would be submitting the
RFQ. You're going to be doing the RFQ. We'll be giving you some language that you can use to put an RFQ out.
That's what Ken was talking about.
Unless you want, Tug Hill's got one.
A standard I can one. Look. I think we do. It
yeah,
might be a little
one.
Old.
It's just a standard
just
RFQ.
Just a standard RFQ.
Yeah.
I can look.
Yeah.
Well, just the letter underneath. There's a lovely email I started my Monday with the other day from the EFC.
Okay, well, I guess this is not part of this meeting.
So that's enough.
Do you have any... What are your expectations for this meeting on Friday? And you know, I have not been in contact. I reach out, they don't call me back.
Well, I got frantic calls today from them.
Did you really?
Yes. Frantic calls today about some things going on in the village. I didn't return the calls.
All right, well, that's what they're doing to me.
So, yeah, I'm going to let them sit. I'll return them tomorrow and find out what the frantic calls are all about, and then I'll let you know. I'll give you a list. Yeah, so we'll see what happens Friday. Based on that email, that we're going to have to do an RFQ. So the email basically says you have to do an RFQ.
Yeah.
I don't think that, as we have said before, that there's any confidence in the engineer from the regulatory authority.
Yeah, that's just not the part of the meeting. Excluded from the minutes.
Yeah, so we'll wait until Friday, and then maybe we should set up a meeting for a special meeting for next week.
Okay.
After the Friday meeting.
All right.
Anybody who could be on the meeting probably should, but we can report back to you.
All right.
And then we should probably do something special and
okay.
See where we go
from there.
Where's
the meeting at?
A meeting on Friday?
Yeah.
It's a Zoom.
Zoom meeting.
Yeah, do you want me to send you a link?
Yeah, or where are you going to do
I'm
it?
I'm going to be upstairs.
I might be with you.
Okay.
I might
good.
Read your facial expressions.
I can read her facial expressions and I'm not in the room. So I think, yeah, that's. I think things are going to get very interesting here.
Yes, yes.
So.
So do you want me to try to find an RFQ, send it to you guys, just to look it over?
Yeah, just if you just go for engineering services.
Okay.
Just a typical RFQ for engineering services. And then that way the village has a format.
We have to get right on
that.
That
you guys have used, so that's, you know, we know it's good.
I didn't finish.
Sorry.
No.
All right, okay, so, all right, so what do you want to... Oh, no, we got to go over this, you guys.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Oh. That was really the bad thing.
All right, so...
On that particular quote, when I look back and when we did the same exact thing to the North Railroad Station, we had to put a new control panel in, Seawood was $2,000 more than that quote.
Oh, all right.
So I'm stuck with Kester, and I'm looking to them and get an idea of what they would charge to do the PMs that we're paying Seaward to do, see if they're cheaper too.
Okay.
Gotcha. So that's.
Well, right now the one pump won't run.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
We got by, fortunately.
Gotcha. So I see in our vouchers here that the blower situation, because that was the last one. I was like, my brain was still back at that blower issue, and then I'm like, oh, what's this now? Pump station.
The new news is going to be there's two blowers that just went out because they both broke down, and that's where we got this. We really pushed them and got that third blower back.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But the blower was actually the third blower. What they had to do was they had to trim the fan a little bit so that it's not so tight. It doesn't produce as much air as it used to. It's okay now during this colder weather, so I've got to push them again to get us one of those two back.
So that was it was basically like we refurbished the both of them?
Yeah.
Which was the cheaper option and still should do the job. Especially since we'll have a brand new fancy plant with all new blowers.
Where's the wood?
Soon. All right, so then this is the pump station. So this is, I mean, we've done over the last few years, there's been a few of those pump stations we've had to redo. Or not the control panels, maybe, in each of them, but they've each needed work over there.
Yeah, we'll do work. Check valves.
Yeah.
Normally. So we should be pretty good right now with the pump stations? Sure, after we get
shouldn't have said that.
Oh, man, I know, that's what I always do. I do it in my house, too. I'm like, yeah, we're good now. And,
theoretically, we should be in good shape.
Gotcha. And then, because I know that's all separate from the whole, plant itself, so... Yeah. It's good to know that they'll be fixed up as well, and we'll go on. Oh, wait, so should we vote to accept the quote then?
If you guys want to.
You guys all take a look at it?
Oh, wait, no. Yeah. I thought
they were subcontracting there, which was $2,000 less than another quote he got. So,
I know.
Isn't it great being on this board?
Yeah.
Yes. Budgets.
So you said you might be, this is it, in concrete, you might be able to get something better.
No, this is $2,000 less than the other quote.
$2,000
from a different.
So this is the better quote.
Yeah, that's the better one.
Yeah. The other one was like $9,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see, because this is the price.
I'm going to let the accountant make the motion.
Oh, yes, I make a motion. We accept the quote to get this this station fixed up. Pump station.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I was
going to
say no
contest. I'm waiting for one day
you
don't let us in the room.
It's a big bill, but it needs to be done. Otherwise, people, where was that? North? You said things will get real ugly over there. Yeah, so we don't want that for them.
Okay, is that it for the sewer report?
Yep.
Should we make a motion that we accept the sewer plant report?
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
You're okay. I've got to get to another meeting.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you.
Oh, would you be able to follow up with Mike and see if he could, because he had mentioned he was going to send them to you, the plans there.
I supposedly have a link.
Oh, link. Okay.
In my inbox that I will get tonight, and then I will give Jackie the. Whether I got it or not.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Because,
I mean, if I ever get caught up with work, I want to check it out, too.
Well, Well, then I'll print them all out and I'll bring them to you. Cause
Link. Oh, okay, not like it won't lead to a PDF or something.
It's enormous. It's going to be enormous.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to go that crazy.
Or I'll send a link up for you.
Yeah, so that'd be cool, yeah. Okay. If you get them, don't go out of your way, though.
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
So I'm pretty sure Will didn't know our meeting was tonight. So you're up.
Oh yeah, because he had left before we mentioned.
Okay, that's good because I got another meeting.
All right.
We're
behind schedule.
We got to vacate the building by 7 too.
Thank you.
Okay. So Tug Hill Commission issued another paper. It's how winter is changing in the Tug Hill region. The paper can be useful for a variety of groups, including those focused on recreation, planning, and emergency services. So let's take a look at that. We also released our Headwaters 2024-2025 annual report. So that's available through that link. We got notification that the USDA secretarial disaster designation, Kathy Hochul, decided to try to push forward for Oneida, Lewis, Herkimer, Oswego, and Madison counties for all farmers that have lost or had collapses during that January-February storm. So hopefully that goes through. We'll keep an eye on it. Next thing is just the new municipal website requirements. They do require a .gov, which will change, I believe, your emails. But I don't have access to all of that. You guys, I'm looking at you, Dan. You have all that, right? So do you need my help with that?
I have some questions about it, because if we can take the .gov and have it, how do I word this, under my website hosting management that they're under, then I can just redirect?
Yes,
but
I'm pretty sure.
There is no indicator whether or not the .gov is being hosted by their own host, because it's saying in a lot of this paperwork that I've gone through, there's something in this book about it.
Sorry.
And there's also something here, and it says that it says you have to set the DNS to point to their stuff.
Okay, so
that's not just a redirect.
Okay,
I won't be able to.
Well, no, because I don't think you can. Anyways, now that you say that, because you have to register on their website. There's a whole process. You have to go on the website. You have to say you are village of parish in X amount of information, and I don't have any of that information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For each municipality, I'm very willing to sit down with you and try to help you. I've got a meeting to start Cleveland's next week, so that'll be my first one to try to get done. So
it might be more complicated than that, because I had like a two or three government sites that I have to go to, and so you have to have a login.gov, and then they made that where you had to, if you had a telephone and you had whatever, you took and had to scan your picture on your phone into the thing. So it might be if now this is going to be the big umbrella of .govs, there's only one secure login that you can use.
Right.
So I don't know how that affects municipalities.
Yeah, I don't know. I had heard Kevin say something about having an ID.me with the government. So I don't know
if
that's
tied. Yeah,
that's
an ID.me. I didn't even do that one. I did the...
There's the tax stuff.
The login.
Yeah, I
had
that
gov.
Too.
IRS.
Yeah,
that's the setup part of it. The actual website. If we have to move the files over, that's going to be some
kind
of...
So that's what I'm talking about. That link there brings you right
to
that website. It answers a lot of my questions. I haven't looked into that, though.
That's going to be the kind of the major thing here. Because the village and the town's websites are both built in WordPress.
Yeah.
So you can't just take the files and just copy and paste them into whatever they have.
Well, luckily, anything that I've been involved in since Paul's left, I download everything to my computer so I could probably sift it out as long as it was named correctly. But I'm not sure about anything prior to that.
So we're hoping that it's just the domain itself, right? That
would
be the easier thing.
You guys already have a .us. So I don't know if I would get rid of that, because there's probably a lot of people in public that have it bookmarked.
Yeah.
And then when they try to go to... So that's where a redirect would come in, because if we had
.gov,
we could just tell anybody that goes here to go here, which I can do. However, the .gov, if it's being hosted on some government servers.
Won't let you do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to manipulate the domain stuff like that.
We'd have to migrate it over, basically.
You would probably just do both. Well, that's kind of the catch 22 here is you got to have it, but you might want to keep the old one.
Keep the old one, yeah.
And then keep the .gov. And then you're going to be paying for two hostings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh well, this one's free, I guess.
But
right?
You still got to pay for the domain name.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well, it says at no cost. I mean, well, at least part of the domain itself.
Right.
That's what I'm wondering. If the government's going to take over website hosting, like, are they going to charge a fee for it? Because here it says
that's the thing. There is no indicator.
And who's going to do all that? The thousands of workers they have to hire.
You know, some of the wording that's in this book here, it makes it sound like you have to transfer the files over the website, which tells me that the hosting is going to be somewhere else.
Which they might just, I mean, you don't have everything on there from 1972, so you might be able to just have your records here and start fresh, you know. I can look into that when I go get into Cleveland. And Dan, if you want me to come in sit with you after you do Cleveland, let me know.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hear.
You'll become an expert in a little while, so we'll just tap into that. Perfect.
All right, next is the next sessions for the MRB group in Hancock Esbrook for the free annual trainings. The next session will be on planning board basics. Make sure your planning board knows that. I did send it over to Bill, but it's a really good one-hour session. I took it last year and learned a lot from it. Next is National Grid files petition for upstate upgrade. So there's been a lot of changes on that upstate upgrade. It does affect you guys, that new transmission line. We are pushing for, we've reached out to National Grid and they're not saying anything to us. They're supposed to be holding public meetings to whoever this is affecting, and they have not. So we started getting in touch with National Grid. Hopefully we hear back. So
okay,
that's that. Municipal Parks and Recreational Grant due by Monday, May 2nd, or I'm sorry, not Monday, it's just due May 2nd. That's the New York State Office Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Grant. If you have any questions on that, let me know, or you can contact Jennifer Harbel. She's our grant girl at the office.
Ooh. Maximum grant award is $1 million. I want $1 million park. I wouldn't have to travel with the kids. I could just go to our park. Sweet.
The Tug Hill Commission developed their 5-year strategic plan. So if you're curious as to what and how the Tug Hill Commission works and runs, that's a good plan to take a look at. It's based off of our 2024 white paper that we sent to the governor and the legislator, so it's a pretty unique plan. For Salmon River Council Government Business, we have a new website, so take a look at that. We also have a Facebook page, so please follow us and like us. And
we'll like you. We'll like you, Heidi.
Awesome. The Salmon River Council Government's next meeting will be June 25th at 6:30 p.m. Location to be determined. The following meeting after that is going to be a joint meeting and dinner with North Shore Council Governments. And we are toying with the idea of having that at the North Riding Barn in Cleveland. It's a really big barn, and having it catered.
I'm
as a member of Salmon Rivers, you'll get two people that you'll be able to send off of Salmon River books. Normally it's the two representatives, but I think I just have Jackie down as a representative and the other one is vacant. So that leads me to my next question, is are we on your appointments list for stuffs? If we're not, we should be.
All right.
She
was asking us a couple months ago if everybody wanted to do it. You guys all said you were too stinking busy.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to do it, but I'm too busy.
What is it?
Just a representative for Salmon River. Each council of government.
Oh, that thing. Okay,
member in the council.
I can't sign
up.
I can't volunteer for more stuff.
They get two votes.
Already a number in my head.
So Jackie is one of them, and you guys don't have another voice if anything were ever had to be voted on.
Tell me what to do.
Just come to Salmon River meetings, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. So these are the ones that you've got listed. Those are the ones that have come to us.
Other than that, I don't have anything other than IMA. You have my master copy, correct?
We need to challenge this.
What's IMA?
I left you with my IMA, the Airman's Civil Agreement, and it was supposed to be on this agenda.
We have to go higher than them.
I don't think I got...
Who?
Somebody higher.
I don't think
their controller. Somebody, yeah. They ever
can I see it?
Boss. There's no way.
Can I see it?
No, I love you. $4
and there's no other.
This is not the IMA.
We're going to have to talk to senators then, legislators, because this is a government agency, and they're going to cost us $250,000 and then just leave us hanging.
Yeah, but that's a state agency, so we can't talk to...
So we have to...
Yes, which I think you'll need a motion to approve representative.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to put it on the next month's meeting or agenda or whatever. But yep, you just come and be a rep.
Okay.
And you're essentially a board, the board of the COG of Salmon River's Council of Government.
Cool. Thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome.
I can't volunteer for any more stuff. I have cut myself off.
That's good.
But I might come to one of those meetings, though.
You should.
Especially the catered one.
Hey, stop it. You're too busy, remember?
Yes, that's true.
Let me know if there's any changes to Friday.
Okay, I will.
Is there anything you need me to prepare for?
Nope, I think we're all good.
Just support.
I don't think there's any way we can fight the EFC.
No, but...
I mean, well...
You understand they want to go...
They told us to get plans, and we got...
It's been their law since 2022, and they've been patient 3 years with us. You know, I can see their position.
Leave us hanging?
I know.
This is unacceptable. This is how the government... This is why people hate the government.
Are you talking?
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're talking. So, before, the EFC was letting us slide because they thought, you've seen that.
Yeah.
Wait, so, but we don't need to repay for what we already paid for?
No.
Or are they saying we need to start at squares at step one?
Any engineering bill they send after September 2024.
They're not going to cover.
They're not going to pay for it.
Oh, they're not going to pay for anything they send.
After September.
Oh, after.
Before September.
Of 2024.
Yes, yep.
So. Oh, they'll still pay for that then?
Yeah, up until then. So.
All right.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the...
Oh, yes.
I make a motion.
Okay. I second that motion.
Okay.
And I'm hoping you guys can sign the IMA tonight, too. If Dan can find
it. You're kidding.
And I hope he has it, because it has the other municipality signatures on it, too.
All right. Okay.
I have to scoot out at 6:45 to head to West Monroe.
Yes, get out of here.
So if there's anything you guys need me for, please email.
Okay. So the next meeting I'll go to is the June 24th.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, who seconded that? I'll tell that for Dan. You just seconded
it? Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on in the hall?
The beef
council.
Oh, they're here early?
Yeah.
To...
Oh, it's 7 o'clock. We've got to get out of here.
You have to make a motion for me to be represented.
That'll be next month.
Oh, next month. Okay.
Yep.
Well, right, cool. He can look for that later. I'll tell him to come back.
Okay.
Drama club.
All right, so we got the letter from the drama club. They're having a run, a 5K, on May 31st.
Thanks, Heidi. See you guys.
Bye, Heidi. Have a good night.
They need permission.
Yeah, it looks like they did this whole plan and everything?
Yeah.
Is that like something that you told them they had to do, or did they just...
Oh, they do it. Well, the library does theirs in the fall.
I see.
And so,
I meant like they got the maps all that? That's cool.
Sean, the guy that's on the Board of Education, is good friends with Karen Oakes, who's also on the board. So I'm sure she gave him the heads up that this needs to...
Well, you can only get permission for our roads, right?
Right, and then so Jim has given them permission, or else he's going to bring that up at the town meeting.
Okay.
I just need a motion to say that.
Yeah, I make a motion. We accept the APD or APW's drama club run plan.
Second.
Okay. Right. All in favor?
All right. Dan, so this is he still looking for that? Anyway,
yeah.
So what has happened is that we had that priority connections. And that was a bust.
Yeah, it's here. So they closed up shop. Right. So.
Okay. All right. So, Dan, we're really beating you bad tonight.
Is it in your folders? I think it's in the folder. Where, I mean, I'm not sure. What are we looking for?
An IMA.
Intermunicipal agreement.
Salmon River Council
Government.
IMA.
Isn't that what we
have?
Oh, there was an
intermunicipal
agreement. Yeah.
Nope, I don't see it.
But
it wasn't anything with the.
And this folder.
This.
With the planning board.
Intermunicipal agreement.
Schedule A.
There's a separate thing that we're looking for.
Proposed, no.
No.
No,
it's
there.
It's an agreement.
That's
a bulletin.
If it's not in my folder, I don't know why it's not here. It would have been in here from last month.
Oh, is that something we got to agree on
Heidi's
here?
Looking for it,
okay. Well, look for me and...
I don't have it.
To the agreement, though.
Yeah, but you got the other signature, the other municipalities on it.
I can keep looking, but I went through my whole desk and I don't... Unless it was removed, I don't know where...
Now, is this something you could email us or...
It's an agreement that each municipality has to physically sign.
We're the last
ones. Oh,
you guys
it's
are the
like
last
a,
ones to sign
a
it.
A working
yes.
One. Okay, all right.
So I'll look in my stuff too. Maybe I never handed it to you. But I've had it written down that you were the last.
That very well could be.
It's very important.
It would have been in this folder.
Hopefully it will.
I'm sure.
I'll look through my stuff. Look through your stuff again and I'll email you tomorrow. Okay,
thank
you.
Thank you, Heidi. Have a great night.
Oh, that's strange.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it'll turn
off. It will.
I don't know.
Okay, new security company.
Okay, Dan, will you please give a rundown on the situation, please? I should have told you I was going to do this to you.
So we've got a letter in the mail from Priority Connection stating that they're going out of business and the services that we're paying for the panic button is going to stay intact until December 31st, but we're not going to be able to call them for any assistance if there's any issues with anything. So I decided before the 31st of last month, I was going to test the buttons and just see if they actually worked. So
I heard about that.
I tracked down the company that was taking over Priority Connections. They hooked me up with a company called Centra Alarm, which is a company that actually handles the panic button alert when it happens. They were able to put it in a testing mode. We tested all the buttons. None of them worked. So there's a Priority Connections, because I tried to get them in here to look at it, to fix it before the end of the month when they were going out of business, and they told me no. So that pretty much put this in an escalated state where we probably should do something. We're paying for a service that is not working, first off. So
do we still have an outstanding bill with them? Is that
The thing about this Priority Connection, they never built. We were billed and we paid when this equipment wasn't installed.
And
they never sent us another bill.
Which is probably why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm saying right now that we're not going to pay any bills to that.
Oh, yeah. If they end up circling around to bill us, it'll be like, no way.
But, you know, over this month, when you look over these goods.
Some of the stuff, like the smoke detectors and all that, this is all part of their new system.
Yeah.
They just gave us a whole encompassing
look. So we don't know if yet they could use a lot of the stuff we already have, the existing equipment.
The buttons, they might be able to. They might. They would have to see.
I'm assuming we already have like smoke alarms and detectors and everything.
I've seen one upstairs, and that's all. There is none. We have a...
There might be one up in that section up there.
Because this is expensive job for security.
Yeah,
I mean, this belly's not used that much.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in my place, so don't anybody break in, I use a Blink, and I have, like, probably 30, 40 cameras, motion detectors, all that, temperature, everything. There's probably 70, 80 devices. I pay $99 a year.
So
Amazon, to the Prime.
I got the.
I want to make sure
I don't pay for the service, but I could if I.
Why?
I want to make sure that the cameras we have are still operational, but that is completely separate. This is just panic button alarm. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the quotes that are on here are for everything that they can offer.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have to take.
All right. Good.
The panic button one is really.
Yeah, we should. We should definitely have the panic button because just in case, an irate citizen.
You never know.
Yeah.
That's why they were
nowadays.
That goes to an alarm company.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you hit the button, and it was a silent.
I've been thinking they've been safe this whole time.
Yeah.
We'll hit that button if we need to. That's what companies should do, a test. They would do a periodically hey, on the phone. Hey, hit the button. Make sure it works on my end. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that when you hit the button, it triggers something in a little computer board in a box. That actually sends alert to central alarm. Central alarm actually calls 911.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm talking over you.
So that does it do through the phone lines?
It goes through the internet somehow. Somehow it's using the internet. I'm not.
They probably have them at the courthouse, right, Jerry?
So that means when I break in here, I just get
and they got guards there too. So even more
sophisticated. Yeah, sophisticated.
But being that we don't have guards and so whatnot,
Volney Multiplex actually uses a satellite service. So whether we have power or not, Volney Multiplex would be able to do
this here,
1990. Yeah. So I wonder.
So what's this? Yeah, I agree. We got to get the panic buttons operating right away. So that portion.
We have till September. September.
Yeah, that would be the nice.
Oh well, yeah, no, that's not working. But the service, at least, if they could replace or if we could get it working.
Yeah, that would be this quote right here, the top one. That's just the panic buttons.
Okay.
And what am I reading wrong?
Oh, and it will include like sensors on the windows too, or it says door contacts, window contacts.
There's a motion detector, motion detector.
Oh, all right. So we're getting more for that too, because we don't have that right now.
Yeah, we
just have the cameras and the panic button that was supposed to be working.
Right. So one thing I want to know.
Oh, and a keypad too.
The door in the gym had been propped open at one point in time. We don't know how it happened, who did it. Could have been somebody playing basketball ran into it.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, when Volney came here, we were looking for door and window alarms. And then that's when we noticed that door was open.
We need to put that on there.
So a motion detector at least.
That's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously could always look into other options for cameras, because I mean, if that service is gone,
works.
That's still working. So we have access to that.
Yeah.
Camera. Okay, I didn't know if it was just a proprietary thing or something.
That's completely
in-house. All right, good. Okay, so we're okay on cameras then, and we could just get a new button and get some and upgrade the security on doors and the motion sensors and things like that.
So the $1,900 is what we're agreeing to?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, right now, and then we could always circle back around if we want to improve security down the road. But yeah, when I was looking at all of them, I'm like, oh, that's too much. For now, at least. Yeah. I mean, eventually we might want to, but if we have the cameras and everything. But this, I think, is, so that'll be the control panel that'll link
make
up.
Make the motion the counter.
All right. I make a motion that we accept the Volney Multiplex quote to replace the panic button and install a... motion detectors and on the doors and windows.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, so we got to do the budget.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you and Mayor. I appreciate
Dan
you guys
did all
doing
that. Dan did it all.
Nowadays, a lot of people don't think about this stuff until it's too late.
And
then you hear it on the news and like, oh, shoot, why didn't they have a panic button? Why didn't they have some motion detector or something? And then it's a tragedy.
I want to make sure you guys all know, too, that the cameras are not a security system in the sense that it does something if it detects motion. These are really simply just recording everything. And it's a reactive state at that point.
Yeah.
When something happens, you can go back and see what happened. It doesn't alert anybody.
It's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
make a motion on the budget.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay,
we're going to do the general fund?
General fund first. All right, I make a motion. We accept the general fund budget for the proposed budget for year 2025, the 2026 fiscal year.
That's for the general fund. Dan, will you do a roll call vote?
And I second it.
You do a roll call vote, please?
Jerry seconded it.
Jerry seconded
it. You're too fast for me, Jerry.
No.
All in favor?
No, Dan's doing a
roll call. Oh, roll call. We'll do a roll call first so that we make sure that this is
so
valid.
It's just Trustee Youngman.
Here, right. Present.
Yes.
And that's a yes?
Yes. Yes, I'm in. Then the mayor's present.
Here?
I am here. I don't want to be. There's so many other places I'd rather.
Trustee Eldred? But
the community needs us.
And you yes or no? Huh?
Yes.
Yes, say yes.
Yes. Right here. Yes. Oh, you do? Okay, so this is part of the, for this.
And Trustee Brown?
Here and yes.
And Trustee Lapierre.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what are we saying yes to? Yes.
To the general fund.
Oh, to a...
I will vote yes for the general fund.
Gotcha. Okay, all right, we do a separate, okay, yeah, that way there's no question about it when everyone's going, That makes sense. I like it.
We're all getting lynched together.
Yes, we're in this together.
Okay, that's for the general fund.
For the sewer fund, we're doing the sewer fund next.
Okay. Okay, so.
Gotta make a motion.
Jack, it's your turn to make this motion.
Okay, I make a motion, we accept the sewer fund budget.
Okay.
All in favor? We could do that part and then he could confirm.
Yeah.
And then Trustee Youngman?
Yes.
And yes it is?
Yes, yes to the budget, yes.
The sewer fund.
The sewer fund.
Well, with that latest email.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that's not enough. I mean, we already wasn't enough, so I know we have to figure that out.
Okay. Trustee Eldred?
Yes.
We gotta start making
the sewer fund is a yes.
Yep.
And then Trustee somewhere. Brown.
Yes and yes.
It's here and, yes, and Trustee Lapira.
Yes.
And I say no.
And you say no.
I know I'm outvoted, but I want it on record.
Mary Murphy.
All right.
No on the sewer fund.
I'll make sure I get my votes next time.
Okay.
All righty. Does anybody want anything else?
I have a couple questions. Would it be possible to get the results of the village election on the website, on the village website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
now
I was
which,
just...
What, which village website are we talking?
The website where all the minutes and,
okay,
and all
sure.
that stuff
okay.
is on.
All right.
The
okay.
winners of the election?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
right.
results.
Okay.
All right.
And then I was wondering if I'm getting a key.
Why do you need a key?
I thought all the trustees were supposed to have a key.
I'm the only one that has a key because
and Scott had a key.
I helped with the gym.
Yeah.
He's going to help me with the gym.
Yeah.
Well, imagine my surprise when CARP calls and say they need to get in the gym. Because you know who was on that CARP committee? Scott.
Ah, okay. He didn't let his own committee in?
Okay. No, I know, and I thought, what the heck? He never once used that key. I couldn't believe it. So I was excited. Like, oh, good, I get a good break.
Some reason I thought that
I got one new business.
And then we're going to be getting a new employee packet because I think I have to fill one of those
all right,
out.
Okay.
That's
I mean, you've
you
got
have.
The one
yep.
that I
or,
what,
like,
from last year.
Okay.
I don't know if you can use the one from last
that's
year
in your
that
folder.
I filled out.
He said it's in your folder, I think.
That's all the stuff you went over.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just for her own.
I mean, you
stuff.
Can if you don't want to change anything, you could use the one from last year too.
I mean,
but
I
you might want to change your like. You said you had additional withholdings. So.
Yeah,
oh,
I think there's stuff for like for a W-4 and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you still have yours on file in there.
Oh, you can use that one.
Unless it specifically states that it's for the
unless you
clerk
want
position.
I don't think
that's
it,
up to you.
I don't think it says there's anything specific.
Yeah,
specific.
I don't think so either.
No,
so.
It's just, I mean,
oh, okay.
Well, we can look it up.
I mean, that one was 2024. There is a 2025 one, but you don't have to. They'll take it. They'll
nothing's
take
changed
it.
Since they filled it out last year, so.
And then you might, I mean, with what little we make, you might want to just increase your withholdings.
That's
on
the
whatever,
only thing. I think I had them put 50, and it's not on my new.
Okay.
Take 50.
Okay. The snowplow knocked down, the no parking sign from my driveway.
Oh.
It's bent, or if it wasn't bent,
it the,
I would put it back
up. Is that the town
up.
Or the... Who
it
was it?
The mayor, a couple mayors before you. When
really?
They were blocking my driveway.
Really? All right.
But anyways,
I'll
so I don't know who's supposed
with,
to do it.
I
if I put
I'll,
it up, I'm going
to
put it up all the way down.
I saw it on the ground.
I'll speak with Nate about...
Massive sign.
Okay, yeah.
Jack sign, okay.
I mean, I'd stick it in the ground, but the pole's bent.
Yeah, what a mess. What a mess.
Oh, shoot.
That's
the
it.
Sewer fund
okay, all right. All right, dates to remember, May 21st, 2025, that's our board meeting at 6 o'clock. Yep, and then we switched, last month we switched the lawn sales back to Memorial Day.
Right.
With a public outcry.
Hopefully we don't get the other group coming in and saying we don't want it switched. No more switches after that. That's final.
Okay.
All
right, let's pay some bills.
All right. I make a motion we accept general fund vouchers 169 to 180 in the amount of $8,865.78.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. I make a motion we accept sewer fund vouchers number 128 to 135 in the amount of $16,106.80.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I make a motion that we accept TNA fund vouchers 94 to 105 in the amount of $3,499.87.
I
second it. 87?
Aye.
87?
Yeah, no, I was going to bring it to you. Okay, and it's on the
abstract. I make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second that motion.
Alrighty.
All in favor?
Aye. I'm going to tell the people so they can come down.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to end?
Somebody make a motion to end it?
Yeah.
Who made the motion to end the meeting?
Gordon.
Jack did.
And I seconded it.
Oh, okay.
I might just need to do that.
I don't have any workers on Friday, so I might have to do it.
For my W-2 or W-4.
Is this?
Yeah.
Yes, I might just have to put in there to...